The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, June 4th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. It's going to be an open line Thursday. It's a slow day for me today. I see the headlines. If you want to talk about that, you could call it, right? I want to remind people that is Hope Walk 26. Join the Jeannie Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group for a Hope Walk 2026 on Saturday. That's Saturday, June 13th at 6 a.m. at Goodmans Bay Park. Walk in honor of a survivor, in memory of a loved one, or simply to support those facing cancer today. Register now at GCCancerSupportGroup.com. That's GC. cancersupportgroup.com. I had some shout outs I wanted to do. Let's see if I could do this one. I see Reno DeVoe Jr. won some international award for jet skiing. I didn't know they had a jet skiing type thing, but they have a jet skiing award that he did in Cayman Island. He represented the Bahamas on a jet ski race, and he came number one. So that's a big thing in the jet ski community, and they send that to me and say, oh, I shall read that into the records to let them know. Congratulations regarding that. Also, it's graduation season. So if you want to call and say congratulations to one of your siblings, one of your children there, or niece, nephew, kindly call me up. I'll be happy to let you do that on the air on this open line day, right? For today, what I propose today is to talk about, where is that again? I downloaded it just now because I'm going to be reading a bit. It came and gone. Extraordinary Official Gazette, the Bahamas, published by the authority. And it goes with that various allocations. I'm going to basically read the names and the positions and what they're responsible for. And you could call in and give some commentary on that also. I also want to mention that I'm not sure if you know that it's two union parades this Friday. That shocked me. I thought we was above and beyond that now. But it's two union parades. There's going to be one that leads from, that's what the park is, Windsor Park, that leads from Windsor Park, travel northbound to Bay Street or off East Street. As Windsor Park traveling on East Street and end up at the fish fry there, that's one. I'm not sure if that's the smaller or bigger union, but I know that's one union group, umbrella union group doing that. And then there's another Labor Day parade by the TUC. That's Ferguson, Casey, his union. They're leaving from the House of Labor. And the House of Labor is a little further down from Windsor Park. It's on Wolf Road, right? And they're going to march from the House of Labor, right? Stephen Dillett. And they're going to march towards Blue Hill Road. And then they're going to take that Blue Hill Road route at the same time as the East Street route. They're going to take that Blue Hill Road route traveling northbound, and they're going to stop at the what's that? Government Ground. Is the official name for the Government Ground? Sudden Recreation Park. I grew up. You, Kermit, you know that's the Government Ground too, or just Sudden or Government? Okay, I wasn't that wrong. So one side is Sudden Recreation and the next side is the Government Ground. Okay. I know when I used to go to T.A. Thompson Primary, we said maybe we went to the Government Ground. And that's where we went to play. right? So Sutton Recreation Park, that's where that union, the TUC union, is going to conclude. So if you want to watch, if this part of your Labor Day festivities of watching the parade, right, to be on E Street, or you have to be on Blue Road to see either of the parade, Junkanoo is happening. Kermit, you know there's only three Junkanoo groups participating. I didn't see your group participating, Kermit. I just let you know there's only three Junkanoo groups participating. One Valley Boy. One Valley Boys, another Valley Boys did not show up. But there's three Junkanoo groups participating in this year's Labor Day parade. So if you want to go there and watch that, you can do that also. So let me start the show. Like I said, it's open line, so you can call in and participate, and we talk about whatever you want to talk about in general. And like I say, you can also do shout outs to those who are graduating. I did get a connection to the Department of Labor. Was it Department of Labor? No. It was the Public Service. And I have someone coming on Monday to explain what general orders is, right, and all of that. I have one or two questions. So if you want to text me, say, ask these questions, or just remember to come, tune in on Monday. It's going to be an extraordinary show, exciting, because some things I want to ask about. I want to know what if there's a difference between a public servant and a civil servant, or they could be used substitutingly, you know, you can use it anyway, right? I want to know if there's a difference. So I'm hoping the person who they do send is able to explain such things, and I want to talk about days off and suspensions and things like that. So it should be an interesting show come Monday. That's Monday. This text says, morning, CA. I listened to the security who got fired from Bimini this morning. She never disrespected the PM. It was the pilot she was dealing with. You know what I find so interesting? Why wasn't she fired then? When was May? Which was May 3rd, 2026. Why after the election? That's not right, the texter says. Long and short, she still has been dismissed. Her employers decided to terminate her services. And whoever she was talking to, whatever the scenario was, I'm sure she had some kind of hearing or some kind of discussion with her employers and with their human resources, and the human resources concluded. Like I say, I don't wish for any Bahamian to lose their job. It's very unfortunate. I'm still saying that some PLPs who know the Prime Minister need a lobby and let the Prime Minister call these people. But if you don't want to humble yourself and have them ask the Prime Minister to lobby, then the decision stands where it stands. Let me start the show because I see some callers and I want to start, at least start. It says, for the Honourable Philip Edward Davis, KC MP, Prime Minister, matters or groups of matters and ministry or department of government. The Prime Minister will be responsible for coordinating of ministers or coordination of ministries. That's his official position. Also, the official gazette will be his, and this is going to be controlled by the Cabinet Office and the Government Printing Department. Then there's the Senator, the Honorable Clint E. Watson, who's a Parliamentary Secretary in the Office of the Prime Minister. He will be responsible for the printing and stationery, government publications, the Bahamas Investment Authority, the Bahamas Invest, that's what it's called, investment compliance, promotion, facilitation, and administrative processing of investments, Hotel Encouragement Act, the National Economic Council, Sustainable Development Goals, the National Drug Policy and Planning Unit, Climate Change and Environmental Advisory Unit, Emissions Registry, National Security Council, Treasure Trove, and Lands and Survey. And they said the department will fall under the Office of the Prime Minister and the Department of Lands and Survey. He also will be in charge of acquisition of land. Let me go to the caller, and then I'll continue on with the Honorable Mikel D. Barnaby, MP, Minister of State for the Office of the Prime Minister, and what all he'll be responsible for. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio.
Hey, AM. You just see. How you doing?
Doing well. How you doing?
Right on, man. Hey, I bet you two chicken party, right? Come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week, right? Everyone would be calling saying how they made the Labor Day March political. Second thing, right, what are actually the rules for the Labor Day March? Are there actually any rules? Whereas that you can't wear like certain colors or certain things, or there actually aren't any rules?
I don't know of any rules. Anyone who works in the Bahamas can join the Labor Day.
Yeah, no, the reason why I'm asking that, right, because it's like every day, you could tell Sweet Jesus, people can call and say the whole thing is political.
There are a number of people who are concerned about the political parties hijacking it, but political parties said they support labor, and the workers in their party want to walk.
If there are any rules, Rick, could someone actually call if they know about any, that they could call and say that what you should do and what you should not do, or what you should wear and what you could not wear?
I'm not aware.
On March itself?
I'm not aware of any rules. No, I'm not aware of any rules.
I got you. All right.
Thank you very much. And before we go to the next caller, the Honorable Mikel D. Barnaby, MP, Minister of State in the Office of the Prime Minister, is responsible for relations with Disaster and Risk Management Authority, Bahamas Information Services, relations with the Broadcasting Corporation of the Bahamas, radio and television. That's what he's going to be responsible for. And then there is the Honorable Kirk D. Cornish, MP, Minister of State in the Office of the Prime Minister. He is going to be assigned to the Office of the Prime Minister in Abaco. Let's go to this next caller as we continue this list and find out where everybody is situated and what they'll be responsible for. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio, AM on your life.
Thank you for the call, and thank you for the listing you're about to present. It really don't make a difference. I don't know how much it does, but it might.
Mm.
But have you ever considered two things? Have you ever considered that cruise ship living versus Bahamas living, which one may be beneficial? I mean, they both will cost like $50,000 a year, depending on. But have you ever considered that you could probably, you know, I could still listen to Guardian Radio on the cruise, wherever I am in the world. My biggest concern is being quarantined because I don't know all these people who come in on the ship. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But that's something to consider if you're tired of this place and you could afford to. And I think most people are getting tired, progressively, use that word, tired of this place. But there's hope, I believe, because I'm thinking that the Free National Movement may be losing its edge being the official opposition. Because what I'm seeing online now, I'm seeing an opposition party reaching out to the people far more than the current opposition. Because, you know, this present opposition has the power. I think he can actually call for inquiries through some procedure that he has available.
He can he can ask for an inquiry, and it could be accepted or denied by the government.
But what's the Public Accounts Committee all about?
He's a minority on the Public Accounts Committee, and he can ask. And then it can be accepted or denied by the government.
Oh, the government still has control.
The government.
So that Public Accounts Committee is really fictional?
No, it's there to ask.
I'm looking at the cruise ship living, man.
Mm.
Anyway, you stay in control with anything. Thanks.
Yeah, man. I like cruise ship. It's better in the Bahamas. I at one point in time, my wife and I were considering immigrating to one of the other Caribbean countries. So we did a tour. I went to about 9 of the prominent Caribbean states, just seeing what we're worth and where we can work. And I realized it's better in the Bahamas. It's rough out there. Even consider Bermuda. I consider Cayman. And I find the quality of life in the Bahamas still superior to them. Just superior. I mean, you just need to find your niche, become a professional or whatever trade you know, do it the best of your ability and to be the leaders in it. And the quality of life is just superior. So I hear you saying that perhaps we may have to escape from the Bahamas, but escape to go where? Especially when you see United States was right next door, sending us back home, Canada was right next door, sending us back home. It might be better to just buy some property on Family Island and make it a gated community and say, y'all can't come in. Just like how they have gated communities where the police can't go. Where if you send in a court order to a resident behind the gates, you have to stop to security and wait and ask if you can go in. The police have to ask permission to go in. And if they say no, you can't go in. Perhaps it's better to do that. Right? This text says, the young Bahamian woman lost a job. So just asking, who has a heart and soul for this hardworking woman? And we all should have a heart and soul for this hardworking woman. So text her. If you wish, reach out to the woman. You don't speak about us. You speak about what you're doing. Reach out to the woman and help her find something to do. This back and forth on what other people doing ain't helping her. My question to you is, what you doing to help that good woman at this present time? Because you seem to me trying to make it a political thing, and it done. It done. That done over. I feel for her, right? I hope it, but if someone don't, you not responsible for reaching out and helping her. That's what I'm saying. Okay, because continuing this listing, right? Says name and portfolio of the minister. This is the Honorable Isaac Chester Cooper, MP, Deputy Minister and Minister of Education, Science and Technology. He is responsible for pre-primary, primary, secondary, and tertiary education and special education. And then there is Senator the Honorable Keenan Johnson, who is the Parliamentary Secretary, and he was responsible for. And then when I read this, I understand that when I mention the listing under the Honorable Clint Watson as the Parliament Secretary, I assume that the Honorable Philip Davis is responsible overall, and then the Parliament Secretary will be executing these relevant aspects under the ministry. But going back to the Honorable Keenan Johnson, Senator, the Honorable Keenan Johnson, Parliamentary Secretary. He's responsible for homeschooling, distance learning for school-age children, early childhood care commission and board, relations with the school boards, national school breakfast program, promotion of scientific exhibition for school-age children, curriculum and standards, scholarship and educational loan division, Education Loan Authority, Examinations and Assessment Division, Relations with the University of the Bahamas, Relations with the University of the West Indies, Relations with church-operated and private schools, Public Libraries and Reading Centers, National Accreditation and Equivalency Council, Creative and Performing Arts Schools, Technical Cadet Program, Science and Technology, Lifelong Learning, Bahamas Upskill Programs, Bahamas Technical and Vocational Institute, Culinary Hospitality Management Institute. I see yesterday or the day before in the news, they had the minister, Mr. Cooper, and the permanent parliamentary secretary, Keenan Johnson, met with the Life of Key Foundation. And we know the Life of Key Foundation has given a number of scholarships to Bahamians, and they were planning to expand it, especially for the family islands. I know a number of Bahamians who are not taking advantage of that, and the scholarship is kind of easy to get, and there's various grants, so it's not necessarily only to go to university. You could get a grant for specialized education. I my child just recently applied for a Life of Key scholarship, and they gave her a grant to go and learn Spanish. Yeah, true, UB, of course, and she applied, and now she's going to Costa Rica. So I want to thank the Life of Key Foundation and, of course, the University of the Bahamas for that. And now the child going away. Like, she has 2 weeks there to practice her Spanish. So kudos to them. And I'm glad the government is speaking to them and negotiating on how more Bahamian children, more Bahamian students can benefit from there. Continuing the list, as we do this open line Thursday, we're speaking about the Honorable Frederick Audley Mitchell, MP, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Immigration. Of course, he's responsible for foreign affairs in general, the foreign missions, protocol matters, extradition treaties, coordination of application for international technical assistance. That's good. Law of the Sea, United Nations, Organization of American States, CARICOM, Commonwealth Secretariat, International Organizations, Maritime Boundaries, Passport, Visas, Relations with Parliamentary Service Commission. And of course, there is the Honorable Darren S. Pickstock, MP, Minister of State for Immigration in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and his responsibility or portfolio is immigration, borders of enforcement, irregular migration, detention centers, naturalization and citizenship, work and resident permits, right? I see we have a phone call. We'll go to the phone call as I continue. And, of course, that's in the Department of Immigration. The next person we are going to speak about is the Honorable Margaret Elaine Hannah Martin, MP, Ministry of Tourism. That's the next person we're going to mention with a portfolio. This seems to be going in hierarchy, like who's senior to who's junior. I'm not sure if that's the case, but just to me, it seems to who's senior and who's junior. Let's go to the caller. Yo, AM, you're live.
Yes, good morning. Nuri.
Good morning to you.
Congratulations on your daughter with that course in Spanish and the benefit from the Life of Key sponsorship.
Thank you very much.
Yes. You are reading the portfolios from which document?
It's an allocation of portfolio extraordinary gazette. 19th of May, 2026, Minister's Amendment Final as a PDF that the Office of the Prime Minister sent out.
That's the official gazette?
Yes.
Okay, so he can publish that downtown from the gazette office?
I assume it has been published there, and that's why they released it.
Okay. CA.
Go ahead.
You told me yesterday to get a judgment.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I would like to know, how do I get a judgment since the 23rd of June, 2008, from Supreme Court Justice Madam Cheryl Albury to you?
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to know if you would take it on to mention it, that, you know, that's been since the 23rd of June, 2008.
But let me ask you this. Have there been a ruling for your issue as yet?
That's what I'm talking about. It is a ruling.
Yeah, so it's been a ruling, but the ruling hasn't been enforced.
Exactly.
You're in a bad state.
Not being obeyed by the government.
Not being obeyed. You need to seek judgment on the government.
I want to get it to you.
Me? I ain't no lawyer, though.
No. It ain't lawyer. That's the Supreme Court judge, Madam Cheryl Albury's ruling.
Mm.
In my favor.
Have you gone back to the judge and say, Judge, man, these people ain't following your ruling?
The judge is retired, but how do I get it to you?
You could drop it, at a copy of it at the Guardian, but I wouldn't know what you want me to do with it.
I want you to take it on and accept it, and I will get back to you so that the Bahamian public will know and the government is not obeying the Supreme Court judge ruling.
But I hear that. And I'm going to try to help you best I can right now, right? I understand sometimes political lobbying forces the government to adhere to rulings. I understand you lobbying. And this is what you need to do. You need to call all the stations and lobby as much as you can. And hopefully the powers that be who listening, who wronged you, say, okay, let's go find what this man is talking about. But there's a court system. You need to go back to court and say, Judge, here's the ruling. The people ain't listening to me. Y'all need to force the government to do what the government must do. Talking to me about it ain't helping you. That's what I'm trying to say. It ain't helping you. You need to go back to the court and say, man, I need this to be enforced. And I feel the frustration. Because if you get a ruling and they ain't following it, you're in a bad state. That remind me of that Derek Ryan case when he used to sue for citizenship, and the Privy Council said, yeah, you're entitled to citizenship. And they say, okay, wait. And he ain't get it yet. That's about 30, 40 odd years ago. He ain't never be citizen of the Bahamas. Anyway, continuing. The Honorable Glenys Margaret Elaine Hannah Martin, MP, Minister of Tourism, and her responsibility includes tourism product improvement, relations with Nassau Tourism and Development Association. And then there is the Mr. Randy Roll, MP, Parliamentary Secretary. He is in charge of, or be responsible for, tourism publicity. Oh, that's nice. And advertisement. Relations with Tourism Development Corporation of the Bahamas, Tourism Development Fund. He's responsible for relations with the Hotel Corporation of the Bahamas, relations with the Tourism Promotions Board, Downtown Redevelopment, and he was working in Downtown Redevelopment for a while. He did a a yeoman's job during that, so it's good to see him back there. Prince George Dock development. I wonder how, what's that exactly? Well, relations with the gaming board. Oh, so he will be in charge of the gaming board. Okay. Lotteries and gaming, relations with Bahamas Air. Hopefully, we could invite him and he could explain to us how people could serve as a minister that's in gaming. But you know, it is what it is. Perhaps the Prime Minister will go and explain that in the future. Moving on. It's the Honorable Michael Brian Halkidis, MP, Minister of Finance. And I noticed that they didn't have the Honorable in front of Randy Rowell's name. Maybe because he's a first-time MP, and these persons are senior. I know Mr. Halkidis was senator, so senators come with the honorable title all the time. And I know you have the, usually you have the honorable title when you have two terms in parliament. So I'm just saying I noticed that they didn't have it in front of Mr. Rowell's name, and I might just need to seek out that explanation in the future. Okay. Michael Brian Halkidis' responsibility includes, of course, it's the Ministry of Finance, the Treasury Department, the Custom Department, Department of Inland Revenue, Government Finance and Borrowings, Revenue, Inland Revenue, Business License and Valuations, Budgeting and Planning, Banks and Trust Companies, Auctions. Oh, he's in charge of auctions. Central Bank of the Bahamas, Bahamas Development Bank, Banks and Trust Companies, Post Office Savings Bank, credit unions, guarantee loans, tourism development. Interesting. First-time homeowners tax exemption program, licensing of shops and businesses, relations with the insurance commissions, Bank of the Bahamas, public procurement, relations with the multilateral financial institutions, administrations of tax information, exchange agreements, relations with the securities commissions, National Investment Fund, Financial Intelligence Unit. And if people don't know what the FIU, Financial Intelligence Unit, that's like the police investigating commercial crime. You know, they freeze bank accounts and stuff like that. We have a whole unit of that. City of Nassau Revitalization. And that's interesting. I thought that would have, the City of Nassau Revitalization would have fallen under Ministry of Tourism or Bay Street Development. But of course, the city of Nassau has been reorganized. So this includes not the traditional City of Nassau, but the development of the over-the-hill parts of Bay Street all the way down to the Fish Fry area there and as far as Montague. So that should be interesting to see how they redevelop Bay Street there. I'm going to read this text and then we'll continue this listing. This text says, good morning, Mr. Nuri. This is Ms. Butler. How are you? I'm concerned about the bus being donated to the Stapleton School. It's good, however. I'm concerned about Sabath and the Prime Minister going up there without Chester Cooper. Questions, do you think that Mr. Cooper knew about it? Or do you think they went behind his back and did it? Because I feel as if Chester Cooper was supposed to be there knowing that he is the Minister of Education. I think he should have been there too, knowing that he is Minister of Education. But that bus was donated by Mr. Sebastian Bastian and Mr. Philip Davis alone. No one else was invited to donate money. Hopefully, they'll invite him to put some money there too. Anyway, we're going to take this quick commercial break. This is Guardian Radio AM. We're going through the listing of responsibilities of the ministers and parliamentary secretaries. We'll be right back.
Please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Hope still lives in community. Join the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group for the Hope Walk 2026 on Saturday, June 13th at 6 a.m. at Goodman's Bay. Walk alongside survivors, patients, caregivers, and families as we come together in support. Enjoy fellowship, vendors, activities, and our inspiring Hope Concert immediately following the walk. Register at gdcancersupportgroup.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our riches. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Cancer touches far too many families, but hope still lives. Join the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group for the Hope Walk 2026 on Saturday, June 13th at 6 a.m. at Goodman's Bay. Walk alongside survivors, patients, caregivers, and families as we come together in strength, healing, and support. Enjoy community fellowship, vendors, activities, and our inspiring Hope concert immediately following the walk. Register today at gdcancersupportgroup.com. Let's take every step forward together for hope.
No one likes a fender bender.
Oh, man.
From a little scratch to a full mashup, NUA Insurance has got you covered with auto insurance tailored to fit your needs and budget. For affordable rates with free on-site accident assistance, visit us online or in branch and just ask us. NUA Insurance. Ask us because we've got you covered.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. This text says, good morning, Mr. Nuri. I don't understand this. The parliamentary secretaries seem to have more work than the ministers. Do you know why? And I do not know why. I'm assuming that the minister have the overall responsibility of everything listed, but the special assignments or nitty-gritty will be done by the parliament secretaries, or they'll be managing these areas, and everyone reports to the minister itself or herself. Going on, continuing, the Honorable Dr. Michael R. Davil, MP, Minister of Health and Wellness. Of course, he'll be responsible for the overall public health. And see the example of this, because right after that, they have the Honorable Owen C.B. Wells, MP, Minister of State, in the Ministry of Health. And they have under his name, the Public Health Education, Vaccination, Poisons, Quarantine, Mental Health, Port Health, Medical and Nursing and Health Services, Regulation and Manufacturing of Drugs and Pharmaceuticals, Dangerous Drugs, Public Analysis Laboratories, Bahamas National Drug Council, National Health Insurance, Relations with Public Hospitals Authority, Relations with Hospitals and Healthcare Facilities Board, Relations with Healthcare Professional Board, National Drug Prescription. And clearly, we know that all of that usually comes under the Minister of Health himself. So I'm assuming that how they list it, the state minister will just be there for support, and then everything just filters up and downwards regarding that. But that's not a bad question on why is it written like this, right? We need to just invite people to explain it. It just might be just written this particular way. We're moving on to the Honorable Clay Glenford Sweeting, MP, Minister of Works and Family Island Affairs. His responsibility is construction, maintenance, and upkeep of public infrastructure, including government buildings, roads, docks, bridges, and cemeteries. Hopefully we get to do the glass window bridge soon, right? And work on some of these cemeteries, especially the old Trail Cemetery. But right after that, they have Mr. Bradley R. Fox, MP, Parliament Secretary, right? They have under his name, maintenance and construction of sidewalks, explosives and volatile substances, reclamation and drainage, town and country planning, private roads and subdivisions, land use plan for New Providence and the Family Islands, building control, relations with the Bridge Authority, physical planning and land use, relations with local government authorities, Family Island development. Right underneath that, we have the minister, number 8, the Honorable. Before, that was under Bradley R. Fox, Jr., MP and Parliamentary Secretary. This is under Ministry of Works, and he's the Parliamentary Secretary for Ministry of Works. That was Kermit wanted me to repeat that. The Honorable Keith Ricardo Bell, MP, Minister of Housing and Land Reform, and his responsibility include the government's housing scheme, construction of medium and low-cost housing, rent-to-own program. Has rent-to-own program yet? Social housing, Bahamas Mortgage Corporation, commonage, land registration, land adjudication, and that's under the Minister, Honorable Keith Best of Housing and Land Reform. Then after that, number nine will be Senator, the Honorable Wayne Roosevelt Monroe Casey, Attorney General and Minister of Legal Affairs. His responsibilities include legal advisor to the government, okay, relations with the Industrial Tribunal, international legal cooperation, mutual legal assistance inquiries, justices of the peace, drafting and preparation of government legislation, relations with the Court Services Council, freedom of information, relations with the Bar Association of the Bahamas, Notaries Public, constitutional reform, law reform and revision, legal education, law report, registration of documents, registration of births, marriages, and deaths, registration of companies, registration of commission merchants, intellectual property rights, relations with the Utilities Regulations and Competition Authority, IRCA, criminal prosecution, legal aid, and the coroner's court. Number 10, we have the Honorable Jobette Lillian Colby Davis MP, Minister of Energy and Utilities and Aviation. And she is responsible for relations with Bahamas Power and Light, energy systems, energy policy, responsibility for the energy sector, relations with water and sewage and cooperation, oil and gas exploration, oil and gas, civil aviation, air traffic licensing, NASA Flight Services, relations with the Airport Authority, Navigation Services Authority, Air Transport Licenses, the airport, relations with NASA Airport Development Company, relations with Freeport Airport Development Company. And that is the Honorable Jobette Colby Davis. Then we have number 11, who is the Honorable Ginger Marie Moxie MP, Minister of Grand Bahama. And her responsibilities include coordination and liaison with ministries, relations with Grand Bahama Port Authority, revitalization and promotion of the Grand Bahama as a tourism and industrial center, promotion of agricultural development in Grand Bahama, advancement of health and educational infrastructure, promotion of employment and entrepreneurial opportunities in Grand Bahama, beautiful Grand Bahama. That's the thing. Beautiful Grand Bahama. That's the thing. Afro-Caribbean Marketplace and Logistics Center. Community relocation and restoration in East and West Grand Bahama. Relations with Urban Renewal Grand Bahama. Relations with Disaster and Risk Management Reconstruction Authority Grand Bahama. Relations with Grand Lacayan Resorts Operations, Community Engagement and Empowerment, Grand Bahama. Then we move on. Number 12, the Honorable Mario Keith Boleg, MP, Minister of Youth and Sports. His responsibilities include the expansion of youth opportunities, national youth policy, youth development, youth empowerment, youth services, athletic and sporting development, relations with sporting organizations, relations with National Sports Authority, development, management, and maintenance of playgrounds and sporting sites, community pools. You have community pools? Yes, South Beach. And that new one they just built. Okay. Queen Elizabeth Sports Center, including the National Stadium. Good. Regattas and Sports in Paradise. Okay. We continue on with number 13. The Honorable Jomo Shaka Campbell, MP, Minister of Agriculture and Marine Resources. And his responsibility include agricultural food production, food security, agricultural marketing, horticulture, quality control of food and beverage, Port of Ski Dock, veterinary services and animal disease, control and protection of animals, public markets, down home fish fry, Bahamas Agricultural Health and Food Safety Authority, slaughterhouses, agricultural lands, cooperatives, craft markets, relations with the Bahamas Agricultural and Industrial Corporation, that's BAIC, Fisheries, right? The Honorable Leonardo D. Lightburn, MP, Minister of State in the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources with responsibility of BAMSI, right? And he will be, his responsibility will include BAMSI, Bahamas Agricultural Marine Science Institute, will be BAMSI. 14 will be the Honorable Pia Takita Glover Roll, MP, Minister of Labor and Public Service and National Insurance. Her responsibility include portfolio include labor relations, manpower and employment, employment agencies, national training agency, trade unions, trade disputes, wage councils, labor education, inspection and safety, apprenticeship, organization and methods, pension and gratuities, office accommodations, relations with the public sector unions, training and development, public sector reform, relations with the National Insurance Board. And that's the Honorable Pia Glover Rule. Continuing, number 15, the Honorable Miles Kentworth LaRota, MP, Minister of National Security. His responsibilities include flags and coat of arms. This is the Minister of National Security. Flags and coat of arms, crime reduction, National Intelligence Agency, police force, the National Youth Guard, rehabilitation of offenders, public safety, the defense force, the prison, the prisoners, the prerogative of mercy. And the prerogative of mercy is the board that goes, you appeal to have mercy for the hanging and stuff like that. The relations with parliamentary commissioners, the election and referenda. Ooh, that's interesting. I see we have a caller here. Let's patch this caller through to engage them. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Yes, Nuri just took a break from my desk to just make a call. The problem with, like, when you list the things that these people have responsibilities for, they don't have responsibilities for. They have responsibilities for overseeing the policies. Mm-hmm. It's just that we have adopted this concept that these ministers and other people are to run these ministries. Mm. We spend a couple hundred million dollars a year hiring for the expertise to actually do those things. Mm-hmm. And this is where we have this contaminated hybridization of them running. And then the problem is there's no benchmark, no KPIs for you to actually gauge what has even happened in these ministries. Every single one of those ministries should have published their KPIs, what they are, what they're going to do, how they're going to do it. And this is why the budget makes no sense. Because why? You don't know that, yes, we have $100 million scheduled for toilets. You don't know if we need $200 million worth of toilets or $50 million worth of toilets. And so, you know, it's like we maybe just be buying buckets for the economy rather than fixing the roof. And so until we actually fix these things, all we're going to do is keep getting fire hosed and gaslight.
Thank you. And this is why I have the representatives coming on Monday to explain how the civil service, the public service work. The caller, C. Allen, mentioned KPIs. KPIs basically profit and loss report, and also like prospects, like what you anticipated to make and then what you compare to what you did make. And then you have the wages and stuff so on and goes in detail. Continuing the listing, the Honorable Zine Enrico Lightburn, MP, Minister of Environment and Natural Resources. His responsibility include international convention, treaties, protocols, and agreements relating to the environment, reefs and blue holes is responsibility, and also Plant Production Act. Working with him would be Mr. Sean Obiama Roberts. That's Obi Roberts there. I didn't know his first name was Sean. Sean Obiama Roberts, MP, Parliamentary Secretary, Wild Animal and Bird Protection. He's responsible for the Botanical Gardens, Natural History Specimens, National Beautification and Environmental Conservation Program, Public Parks and Public Beaches Authority, relations with the Bahamas National Trust, Bahamas National Geographic Information System, relations with the Bahamas Protected Areas Fund, mining, forestry, environmental control, solid waste collection and disposal, public sanitation, landfills, vector controls, protection, conservation and management of the environment, relations with the national and international organizations on matters relating to the Environment and Geological Survey responsibility of Mr. Sean Obiama, Secretary. I have a text here. Let's read this. Text says, excellent talk show today, Brother Nuri. We understand this new government portfolio. However, this may not last for the next five-year term in office. Forward to another general election in short order. The circumstances, where is it? Hence, we are looking for forward to another general election in short order. The circumstances surrounding governance in the Bahamas will be challenged. Sailor 2026. This is from the Grand Bahama. We are listening today. Interesting. Continuing. The Honorable Lisa Tammy Ramming, MP, Minister of Urban Renewal and Community Relations. Urban renewal she's responsible for. Urban development she's responsible for. National Small Home Repairs Program. Community development. Inner city development, relations with the Urban Renewal Authority, relations with the faith-based institutions, community empowerment, local improvement associations. We have a lot of social programs and a lot of ministries that interweave into each other's ministry. That's a good thing because we have more people working on different projects, on the senior project, trying to make sure everyone gets touched. Now to number 18, the Honorable Leon Edward Lundy, Minister, MP, Minister of Transport. His responsibilities include ground transportation, road traffic management, motor vehicles, registration and licensing, drays and surreys, relations with the Bahamas Maritime Authority, Air Accident and Investigation Authority, postal services, inter-island passenger freight and mail services, meteorological services, ship registration, maritime affairs, and ports. We continue with the Honorable Leslie Marie Miller Bryce, Minister of Culture, Arts, and Heritage. Her responsibilities include promotion of the orange economy. She also includes Junkanoo, relations with the National Junkanoo Authority, relations with the Straw Market Authority, relations with the National Cultural Commission, promotion of arts, music, and performing arts, National Art Gallery, cinemas and films, antiquities, monuments, and museum, UNESCO, Clifton Heritage Authority, homecoming festivals, public records, and historical archives. That's all of our responsibilities there. Number 20 is the Honorable Sebastian J.D. Bastian, MP, Minister of Innovation and National Development. His portfolio include e-government, electronic communication sector. And right after that, they have the Honorable Wayne A. Watson, MP, Minister of State in the Ministry of Innovation and National Development. And they have under him, for assisting, would be electronic commerce, national identification card. We're going to have a national identification card. Nice. National Development Planning, the Bahamas National Statistical Institute, Future Readiness, Promotion of the Digital Economy, Ease of Doing Business, Innovative Solutions, Artificial Intelligence, AI, Digital Innovation and Infrastructure, and Space Industry. We have a caller here. Let me squeeze that caller in before we continue. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Good day, Mr. Nuri.
Good day. How you doing?
I'm all right, sir. Boy, man, I've been trying to get to you for about a week now, especially after that show you did, I think it was Tuesday, about the Pope. I wish you would replay that again so more people would hear that, and I want to hear it again. I would like to sit down and have time to listen to that. So do that on one of your shows for me again, please.
I wonder if they pay me if I do a replay. Hey, I get paid if I do a replay?
That ain't no replay. That's knowledge.
I know, but I won't know if I can get paid if I do a replay.
Anytime knowledge comes is good.
I appreciate you. But if you leave your number with Kermit, I can send you the copy of that show, you know, and just text it to me and WhatsApp it to you. So leave your number with Kermit.
Okay, I will.
Kermit.
Let me...
Yeah? I have the show. I'll send it to him. Just get the number and I'll WhatsApp it to him. That's the one where I had that long recording I played. Remember that long recording I played like 2 days ago? Yeah, I could just send it to him. Place on hold and Kermit will take your number and I'll just WhatsApp it to you. Right? Or hopefully I get to replay it. I need to find out they'll pay me if I just replay an old show or I got to be doing current shows all the time. Right? I got to worry about my money. My wife have expensive taste. I gotta pay things. Anyway, so before we end, let's see if I can speed these things up. Senator the Honorable Jerome Kennedy Fitzgerald, Minister of Economic Responsibility, include economic development and planning, financial exchange platforms and institutions, promotion and development of the financial services, trade and industry, industries encouragement, Bahamas Financial Services Board, weights and measures, standards, international trade, NAFTA, EU, ACP, WTO, FTAA, promotion of the green economy, the blue economy, Domestic Investment Board, relations with Cable Bahamas, relations with Alive, relations with BTC, higher purchase, real estate, relations with the Bahamas Real Estate Association, small business in development, Office of the Data Protection Commission, development and promotion of International Arbitration Center, Spirits Bears Manufacturing. That's a nice portfolio there. I can make, anyway. Then there's Senator the Honorable Barbara Lynn Cartwright, Minister of Social Services. Her portfolio includes social development, transitional program, disabled persons, public assistance and social welfare, care facilities, elder affairs, domestic violence, poverty reduction, rehabilitative services, Simpson Penn Center for Boys, Willie Mae Pratt Center for Girls, gender and family affairs. And that's where the list ends. I was able to make it until 12 o'clock. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I was finished there. I was concerned I wasn't able to read everything. But that's the entire list. That's the entire list there. So we have the general synopsis of where everyone okay, let's end the show right now. Good, we'll rerun that show that I did on Tuesday tomorrow, since everybody's asking that. That's good. See, that's where you have a good boss. This is Guardian Radio AM. Tomorrow is Friday, the holiday. Tomorrow that particular show is going to be rerun, but what I did on Tuesday, just for the column, Mr. Roberts, so you know. Anyway, have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.